The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
Drums, please.
Oh yeah, News Radio Pensacola. I have been waiting all year to play this track. I was sweating in my truck yesterday as I was driving around, and I thought, oh, it's time for DJ Jazzy Jeff. It's also time for Pensacola's expert panel here on News Radio 92.3. I'm going to keep that song in there. Man, it just makes me feel so good. It's that time. Deja Dowdell from Pensacola Parks and Recreation is in the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm so happy. It's summer.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. This, I mean, for people who didn't grow up in the 80s and the 90s like I did, it might not have that same effect, but man, just hearing that, especially my favorite part of that track is in the beginning when it's like everybody's like, oh, yeah.
And I'm hoping that, you know, it's staying alive. That's the key thing, you know, like you're still playing it. So, you know, I feel like it's a classic that will never go away. We have to keep it going.
No matter how hard he smacks anybody, that song is still going to live. I respect the art, not so much the person, but, you know.
Hey, and that he was in two different stages of his life. So we're just going to take the nostalgic stage and enjoy that.
Yeah, everybody loses it every once in a while. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. So, Deja, how have you been? What have you been up to? I know you've been working hard.
Yes, I've been great. Thank you so much for asking, and I hope you have as well. We've been very, very busy over at the city. We have, and so there have just been so many great things. I know we had a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate phase one of Bruce Beach opening last weekend, and so thank you to everyone that came out. If you haven't had the opportunity to go out there, it is absolutely gorgeous. It's such a beautiful space, you know, and this, speaking of nostalgia, I've already seen in the comments and social media, and we want everyone to keep that coming. We've already seen people talking about, do you remember when Bruce Beach was just this little enclave that we just hit out at, and, you know, and now it's this transformative space that's a part of a larger project, a revitalization project. And so it's really captured the African-American history that took place there prior because it used to be Bruce Pool that was there. You have a lot of indigenous nature and plant life that is there that's just really been preserved, and it's beautifully captured. You can actually go out there and sit on the shoreline on it's like a permanent style bench and just sit out and just take in the water. It's absolutely beautiful. And if you're tuning in and listening to us and you want to follow along kind of like with, well, how do I find out more about this space in this park? You can go to playpensacola.com. And if you go and toggle down to parks and green spaces, you'll see a toggle that says Bruce Beach, but you can also toggle our parks. And then if you click that listing, it says park listing. You can look up Bruce Beach there and you'll get pictures of what it looks like now. And you could really find out more about it. But I encourage everyone to go out and see this. We're only in phase one. Phase one was recently complete. This is an initiative that Mayor Reeves really wanted to ensure that we got to everybody for the summertime to enjoy. Pun intended. Phase two is expected to be complete in fall.
All right. And for those of us who are maybe not as familiar with Bruce Beach, where exactly location-wise is that in Pensacola?
So that's 601 West Main Street. If you are familiar with Community Maritime Park, which I think at this point pretty much everyone is, Blue Wahoo Stadium directly behind there, you can actually, it's walking accessible from Community Maritime Park. Mm. So if you park in that parking lot and you wanted to just take us, it's a brief stroll, I'd say about a quarter, not quite a quarter of a mile, probably a little bit less. But if you walk along that pathway that's over by Nick's Boathouse, that's a restaurant that's in the adjacent parking lot, walk directly past it, you're going to access a drawbridge, and it just takes you into almost like the Bridge of Terabithia. Like it's a whole nother like world over there, and that's where you go into Bruce Beach and you can see all everything that's over there. It's beautiful.
Very nice. 437-1620 if you want to call or text us this morning, if you have any questions about what's going on in our parks and recreation. It's about to be summertime officially, and there's lots of stuff happening. So you're working all year round on these great events and organizing these festivities for our families to come and enjoy in Pensacola. So let's start talking about some of those. What's up first? We've gone through Crawfish Fest, and we've had all this stuff happening around town, but now it's time to get into to getting out and playing a little bit.
Yes.
Not so much just, you know, eating and drinking.
Which is good, too.
We love that
for you guys.
It's like Mardi Gras through this past week. It's just like, oh, I can't eat or drink anymore. I'm done.
I'm full. And I seen on the news, too, like how nice it was. I didn't get a chance to go out this year, but it looked like it was such a great event, and we had a lot of out-of-state tours too. There were a couple of people. One from Delaware was on the radio or the news, and someone else from Missouri. There was a family from Missouri they interviewed. So, you know, if you are tuning in and you're not from the area, thank you guys for supporting us. And I have several more coming up. So if you are interested, everything that I'm about to mention is free. Capital F-R-E-E. Free. So first and foremost, we're going to kick things off tomorrow at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. We have an arts and crafts show. So parking and entry to this event is free. Of course, if you're going to support our local vendors, they are going to have handmade arts and crafts, baked goods, jewelry, knits, botanicals, and more. Of course, those items aren't free, but we definitely want to encourage you to come out and support. If you're looking for maybe that special, you know, really personalized gift for mom for Mother's Day next weekend and you haven't got it yet, it's not too late. Come on out and, you know, definitely you'll be able to find something. I always hear great reviews about the different options that are there. And so we are very excited for this event. And our staff over at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center, I know that's a mouthful, but it is.
Right.
And I just always say SBCJ, yes,
yeah.
SBCJ for short.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and come on out. And they've been working very hard on this event, and they're very excited about it and would love to have you.
Yes. And we had a text in here. Somebody was wanting to know about boat access to Bruce Beach. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. I know that, of course, there's the pier, Pensacola Bay Pier over at Community Maritime Park, but boat access, that is probably going to be best for our parking division because I don't know if there's a, I don't believe there's a boat launch
right
there.
It's not a huge beach. Really.
Yeah, it isn't. And I don't think it probably will be accessible by boat at any point.
Right.
So that is something to just bear in mind. However, I have seen like manatees kind of going across, and it was so nice. So my guess is that once you get into like a further point going into Bruce Beach, it's probably too shallow for a boat. But definitely give our parking division a call.
Okay.
And so they will be able to, you know, provide that information if maybe there's one on the way or if, you know, what that may be. And their number is 850-436-5648.
Nice. All right, get your questions and comments in. I'm sitting here with Deja Dowdell from the Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Man, so much stuff coming up. I'm just excited. I just woke up feeling great this morning, you know?
Me too. It's that Friday feeling, you know?
It is,
The weather is gorgeous. I mean, I think midweek I noticed. I was like, oh, yeah, we're definitely going into summer. It's officially hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I love it. I just love this time of year. It's beach. It's beautiful, and you get a lot of just great activities to do. I was driving through East Hill last night on the way home, and I happened to see, I don't know what that is, a St. Christopher's, something like that. You know, I'm sure anyone tuning in is probably familiar with that area going down 12, but they had like a band and everyone was out there. It was a church, but I love that. I was
nice.
Like, that's amazing. Everyone's enjoying themselves, and so we have plenty of activities to do. So also, if you are going to come to the arts and crafts show, which we would love, definitely come on down and then bear in mind that we will be having a free movie night following up with that. And we would love for you guys to come out to Movies in the Park. This is a annual event that we do, and we're bringing it back. We're kicking off the series this year.
Any clue as to what the movie? Oh, it says it right here.
Yeah. So nice. We want you guys to visit playpensacola.com mm-hmm. to find out what that movie is. We would love for you to discover it and definitely come out. It's going to be a nice, I'll give you a hint. It's a very big, it was a big phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Last year, I want to say?
Mm-hmm. It's going
to be Under the Sea. And we're going to take you under the sea with...
We gave it away pretty much, but yeah.
And so we want you to just come out and enjoy yourselves. And we want to thank you guys here at News Radio 92.3 in Cat Country for being mm-hmm. amazing partners and continuing to be our fabulous media partners for this event. I would also like to take the moment to thank our executive producing sponsors this year, My Pensacola Credit Union, mm-hmm. T-Mobile, yeah. Smart Smiles Orthodontics, as well as Wild Smiles Pediatric Dentistry. We can't do what we do without all of your guys' support, and so we just greatly appreciate everything that you do, your continuous support for our community.
I like that you have Smart Smiles and Wild Smiles.
Yes. It's actually, so doctors... Wishard, they're pretty awesome. They're a dynamic duo. It's a husband and wife. It's two separate practices. However, they both operate. One is in orthodontics, and the other one is in your pediatric dentistry. So if you need your ongoing checkups, you see Dr. Rachel Witcher, and then if you need to get your braces, you see Dr. Edwin Witcher, which is so cool, and their team is fabulous, and we love them, and thank you so much. They're actually bringing popcorn to the event, and so come on out, check them out, check out everyone that'll be out there. We're gonna have a great time.
All right, speaking of great time, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, I don't have your notes, but we've got some blues music happening every once in a while, outdoor music.
I think we're just singing all weekend, so I'm just going to go ahead and say Sunday, for anyone who doesn't know, is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
So, I mean, what better way than to celebrate with great music? I don't know another great way. I mean, you know, I could probably mention some things, but this is a family-friendly program, so we want to make sure that you come on out and enjoy yourself at a free concert that will be taking place. It's Blues Angel Music, Blues on the Bay. Blues Angel Music is phenomenal partners with They just rock the house when it comes to this amazing event that goes on every single year that is highly attended, well attended, well loved, and everyone is just, it has an amazing following. And so we're going to be enjoying the concert with Still Standing. They will be the performers for this Sunday, and it's at 6 p.m. Movies in the Park is also at 6 p.m. as well. So I do want to preface that. So Saturday, come on out to Community Maritime Park Hunter Amphitheater directly behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium, 301 West Main Street. And then on Sunday, come right back. Same place, same time, and enjoy a concert. Everything's free. Again, you know, this is also, you know, impossible due to the partnerships that we have. So, of course, Blue Angel Music, we love them. We appreciate them. They are responsible for, you know, just so much, you know, putting this amazing lineup together and just year after year bringing an incredible local talent to everyone in the area. And then, of course, T-Mobile, Alan Turner Hyundai is with us this year. So we thank them so much for their partnership. And United Way of West Florida, they're celebrating their 100-year centennial. And so they are partnering with us to help just do great things around the city. And so we thank them all for their partnership.
Yes. And you mentioned Still Standing is going to be there. They're an Elton John tribute. Very, very good.
Yeah. So, and all of the lineup this year is just awesome. I know, you know, there are definitely fan favorites. And so Still Standing is one of them. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had the chance to come on out for a concert, please do come out because we did shift the season this year. Mm-hmm. I know normally we kind of take things pretty late into August, but I mean, that heat, it's pretty brutal.
It is.
It's pretty brutal. And so we've had to modify show times and, you know, make adjustments. And, of course, once the rain comes, that also, you know, definitely makes an impact. So we're going through the end of June this year. So don't wait. You know, select Sundays. Come on out. Bring your lawn chairs. You know, bring your coolers and just have a good time and, you know, enjoy yourselves at both events. You know, food is welcome. We'll have food trucks out there, but you're welcome to bring your own as well, both at Movies in the Park and Blues on the Bay. We just kindly ask that you don't bring anything in a glass container.
All right. And did you mention pets? I'm sorry, I wasn't.
So, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. No pets are also allowed, right. just because of due to the crowd and ensuring that, you know, we give respect to everyone in their space.
Coming up summertime, we're going to have lots of camps and classes and youth activities. Let's talk about that for the kiddos.
Yes, yes. So we actually took a unique approach this year with our Baby Outdoor Pursuits programming and did a lottery-based program, and that actually concluded. And so that was just to ensure that we gave, you know, equitable access to everybody because it's such a popular program. It fills up in minutes.
Right.
And so this year we did a new approach. We hope that everyone enjoyed that. If you did participate in that, there's more information that has been updated on our website, playpensacola.com. You can access it on the Outdoor Pursuits Adventure Programs page or on our summer camps page. And it'll just detail what are the next steps, because if you did participate in the lottery, you should have heard some correspondence by now regarding your placement, whether you were waitlisted, whether you have been selected, payment information that's required and upcoming. And so I just wanted to lead with that. But we have amazing programming throughout. So even if you aren't participating in our Outdoor Pursuits Adventure Programs, we have dance, we have sports, we have day camps, we have yoga camp. There's so much that your child can get involved in. And so we want you to please consider us. We definitely want to keep things affordable for families. That's a big, you know, that matters to us. And so, you know, we also have different opportunities for families to take advantage of that. So please do visit our website, playpensacola.com, to find out more details. We just announced our scholarship program. And that is available only through the 31st for families that qualify. So definitely take a look if you do or and may know somebody for our, this is for our day camps. But we go all summer long, and we want to ensure that our kids have a safe and fun recreation environment so that they can stay engaged, because that's important too. You know, I totally wish I could just take summer camp. I mean, I appreciate everything that we do, and I have such a ball with you guys. But when I go out with the kids at summer camp and I visit them, we have a blast. We have so much fun. And it's a great opportunity for me to shout out our amazing police department, Pensacola Police. They have a fun program that I'm hoping, you know, Miss Laura, if you're tuning in, you know, get things ready for us. We're excited. They have fun Fridays. And so they come on out to our resource centers and they just have an amazing time. They they come out. No, it's
sneezing
okay.
Over here.
No, it's okay. It's allergy season it as is. Well. That's expected. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. It's totally okay. But our department comes out. Police, Pensacola Police come out to the centers, and they have a great time with us. We do kickball, pie face contest. Like, it's a blast.
Right. Do the cops get involved in the pie face?
They're leading it. They're leading it. It's like,
you remember that speeding ticket you gave me in 2014? No, we love our law enforcement. That's great. Yes. I love how they get involved. Real quick, let's talk about special event permitting for people who want to hold their own event, maybe a family reunion or something.
Family reunion. So the first place to start is our facilities page. And if you drop down and see facility rentals, you can see pretty much everything that we have as far as our spaces at our resource centers. This is excluding our parks. Our parks is a whole nother conversation with special event permitting. But just to start, I think it's a great way to, you know, if you wanted to bring things indoors and you had a capacity limit, for instance, you can find out that information. You can find out the deposit requirements, the hourly rates for each space, and also to just getting access to the application that you would submit that would go specifically to that resource center. So if you are looking for a facility rental that is in an enclosed building at one of our centers, that is going to be directly involving the center that you would like to participate in. We have, you know, multi-purpose rooms. We have, you can rent out East Pensacola Heights Clubhouse. A lot of people do their baby showers there. You can do a gazebo. You can do Sanders Beach. Everyone loves their wedding at Sanders Beach. And so that, and hey, I will say that even though they book out in advance, if you have a 2025 date in mind, get ahead of the game. Our team over there will take care of you. They are phenomenal. If you are interested in doing perhaps maybe like an outdoor experience and, you know, renting out a park, you're going to want to contact our special events permitting office and look into that. If you wanted to specifically look at that, you can also access that link from that page, and then you'll click the link that says special event permitting, and that will take you to our back to our programs and events, and you can find out about how to reserve Seville Square, Bartram Park, Plaza de Luna. These are some of the places where, like, the Crawfish Festival and these things take place at. And then you would want to give them a call, 850-436-5670. That's our offices at City Hall. They'll get you linked up with our special events supervisor, Nikki Gray, and they'll be able to take care of you from there.
And there's a way to give back, too, if you want to get out and play this summer and you want to maybe volunteer your time and help the community. How can people do that?
We would love that. So our Outdoor Pursuits team, who is responsible for our outdoor adventure camps, but also our volunteer and volunteer programming.
Mm-hmm.
They are just phenomenal because they do so much outreach with our, like, Boy Scouts, with different organizations throughout the city. If you are interested in as an individual or as an org, go to our website, playpensacola.com, look at the programs and events page, and then drop down to volunteer. That's going to take you to different opportunities where you could do community outreach. But we have, like, different things that you could do. You could adopt a park, and that's a great way to really just take a stake in a particular park and do regular cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
You could partner with Ocean Hour. They are a phenomenal group who goes out to different locations and spaces throughout. That we actually are just bringing back Bruce Beach, which I'm excited about because for obvious reasons we had to discontinue cleanup over there because it was under construction.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing that back. They come out to Chimney Park. They do amazing things. But you could sign up by clicking that volunteer interest form, and you would be able to find out more information and go from there.
Oh. And I've had some people on the show talking about the fishing clinic,
awesome.
Which is a great deal. And then See No Limits in October. If you want to volunteer for those, you can get involved in those as well. I'm sure the kids would love to have you there. All kinds of community service opportunities. Go to... it's playpensacola, right?
.com. Yes, sir. Playpensacola.
And that'll kind of redirect you to the city of Pensacola's website. So all that information is there. Deja Dowdell, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a blast.
It always is. And I'm so happy. Summertime is here, sort of. It's still technically spring, but I'm just going to keep on pumping my DJ Jazzy Jeff all day.
There we go, Jake. I love it.
Yes. All right. Well, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be great weather. And go to playpensacola.com. The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Go out, get out there and play, Pensacola. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Boat Smart after this.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.